Be back in the Little Mary Church one more time. It's been a little while since I've been here. I always enjoy my visit here, and I remember the first time I came to the Little Mary Church, I've always felt love. I felt welcome here, and when you're among the people of God, there's love, and everyone that's been born of God is born of love, and God is love, and His people is love. He said, "By my loving kindness have I drawn thee." And it was brothers and sisters in the Lord that had been born again that drawed me to the family of God. And I believe that's the way God works, is through His children and through His Spirit. And I'm glad to be here. I was at the hospital this morning at 2 o'clock, and I'm tired and wore out. And I want to thank the Lord for Brother Rick Whitaker. He... I probably couldn't have made it if he hadn't drove me down here this morning. And he brought me down, and I appreciate him doing that. And thank God for him. You know, Paul, when he'd write letters, he would say, "Salute this one and that one that come to you, a fellow laborer in the Lord." That even the sisters, they helped him here and they helped him there. And the brothers over here helped him, and the brothers over there helped him. And he would say, "Greet them," and so forth. And
amen.
And you know, we ought to do that. We ought to lift our brothers up and hold one another up and show our appreciation to the brothers and sisters. We're all in this thing together. We're in a warfare and we're in a battle. And we need all the laborers that we can get. Now, I'm like Brother Greg Lewis. My mission here, I feel, that is to not to come and try to out-preach these brothers or try to act like I know more than what I know. Don't know a whole lot. I believe a whole lot. But to tell you about Jesus, my mission is to try to win souls for the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners."
Yes.
Paul said, "Of whom that I am chief." I suppose that all Christians in this house, when you came to the point that you needed salvation, I wasn't looking to my left or my right or across the hill to a neighbor somewhere. I was looking at Danny, and I felt that I was chief among sinners. Didn't we all feel that way? It was me that was in trouble, and it was me that had sinned and come short of the glory of God, and I needed salvation. It's good to see all these young people here, and it's good to see everybody that's here. And if there's a sinner in this congregation, I want you to believe what Brother Greg Lewis preached a while ago. He told you the truth. Salvation comes by grace through faith. Without grace, we would be in trouble.
Yes.
And without faith, we would be in trouble.
Yes.
And God has dealt to every man, not a measure of faith, but it says the measure of faith. And God has given to everybody, I think, the same measure of faith. I don't think that He would give one more than He would the other, because if He did that, He would be a God of respect to person. Faith, how do I get faith? The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But where is faith at? The Bible, Paul said, "The Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, the Word of faith which we preach. For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, how can you call upon Him, the Bible says, "in whom you have not believed"? And how can you... "in whom you've not heard"? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach except ye be sent? Now, the reason that we preachers are here today is because we feel that God has sent us not just to come to preach in a union meeting, but to tell men and women how to get from earth to heaven, how to be saved to how to be born again. And there's just one way that a man could go to heaven, and that's through and by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No other name, the Bible says, given under heaven, whereby that we must be saved except through and by the name of Jesus. And did you know that He died for the sins of the whole world? And did you know that He conquered death, hell, and the grave? And if He had not conquered death, hell, and the grave, then we should just stay at the house today, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But Jesus rose from the dead, and He conquered it, and He is still right in authority today, sitting on the right hand of the Father, being made, the Bible says, a high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. You know, we don't have to go to Rome. We don't have to go to a father. The Bible says, first of all, call no man father. We've just got one Father, and He's in heaven. And you know, you don't have to go to Jerusalem to find Jesus. We don't have to go to Lexington to find Jesus. You don't even have to go to the top of the mountain to a big rock to find the Lord. The Lord, He said, do I not feel the heaven and the earth? He said, can any man hide himself in a secret place that I shall not find him? But the Bible said the Lord is nigh unto them that be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And the Bible says to feel for Him. Bless the name of the Lord. That means to seek for Him. That means to search for Him. That means to ask for Him and feel for Him. The Bible says, though He be not far from every one of us. And the Bible teaches us that God, that He is nigh unto them that fear Him and that seek Him. So this morning, if you're in trouble and you need God and you know you need God, acknowledge that to God and say, God, I'm a sinner. God, I've sinned before You. And God, I'm not worthy to be a child of Yours. God, just let me be a servant. That's what the prodigal son that we talk about done. He acknowledged to the Father, made up in his mind what he was. And the Bible says that he made his mind up that he was going back to his Father's house. And not only did he say he was going to do it, but he done it. And he went back and he repented. He changed course. He turned from where he was and went a different way. And God was right there, as what Hezekiah said, as a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. He said, I mourned like a dove. He was made to realize that God was right there all the time. God was ready to save him, Brother Junior. God's ready today, folks, to save you right now. Are you ready to be saved? Are you wanting to be saved? If you want to, God's able to save to the uttermost. And when God saves you, Brother Greg, He's able to keep you from falling. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He said, how often I have gathered you together as a hen with her chickens, but you would not. If you go to hell, it's because you will not. The Bible teaches us, when you hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, the Bible says after you believe it, folks, you got to believe the word, and you got to be a doer of the word. And you know, people sometimes they mislead the congregation, and preachers in particular mislead the congregation mountains and said, I suffered, I done this, I went through that, and I went through this, and I had to suffer and suffer before God would save me. Folks, they've got the cart before the horse. The Bible says that Jesus, He was the one that bore our grief. He was the one that carried our sorrows. He was the one that was wounded for our transgressions. He was the one that was bruised for our iniquities. He was the one that was despised and rejected. He was the one that said, I gave my back to the spiders and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hairs. I hid not my face from shame and from spitting. He bore our shame. He was the one that was humiliated. He was the one that was led as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep dumb before his shears. He was the one that was cut off from the land of the living. He was the one that was dead, and he was the one that was buried. He was the one that arose on a third and appointed morning. And if I could suffer it out, he would not have had to done all of that. The suffering comes, folks, when you become a Christian. The suffering comes when we become a Christian. Are you willing to suffer for the kingdom of God? Are you willing to suffer for the Lord? You say, Danny, can you back it up? If you believe this, I can. The Bible says, if any man suffer as a Christian, not as a sinner does, it don't say as a sinner. If any man, any woman, if you suffer as a Christian, don't get out of church and get down on yourself. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't quit going to church. Don't get mad at the brother. Don't go somewhere else. But just be like your old apostles when he was taken out and stripes put upon him. Now don't you all preach this doctrine no more. They said if we seek to please men, we are not a servant of the Lord. They took the whip and went on their way. And just rejoice that they were glad that they could just suffer for the name of the Lord. Are we glad that we can suffer for the name of the Lord? The Bible says if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Folks, you know the Bible says a church when Zion travails. I want to ask the mothers, some of you heard me preach this before, and ask the children, all of us that was born, when we were born, who done the suffering? Huh? Who done the suffering? When Daddy Dixon was born again, who had to do the suffering so that I could be born again? Jesus done the suffering. You know what that means? The ticket has already been bought. The price has already been paid. All you got to do is receive the gift of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. With a broken heart and a contrite spirit, repenting, believing, and being a doer of the word, and not just a hearer. Is that what it says? Everyone on this stand. People says, I want the Lord to show me a dream. I want a vision. That's another thing. I believe in dreams. I believe in visions. The Bible says that old men have dreams, young men have visions. And there's all kinds of dreams. Joseph had all kinds of dreams. But when it comes to salvation, folks, God does not save nobody while they're sound asleep in their bed. God don't save nobody in a dream. You may get a witness in a dream. And I don't believe in a whole lot of dreams, but I believe in some, but not a whole lot. God don't need to add no more to this right here. He don't need to show me no more than this right here. I can't understand half of what's in this right here. And why do I need something else that will confuse me more? And if God would give me a big old dream and not give you one, then again He'd be making respect to person, wouldn't He? So how does salvation come? It comes by hearing, by believing, and being a doer. You can hear it. You know, Brother Junior Ruggles is a good preacher. Brother Hurley's a good preacher. Brother Little, all these brothers around me, they're good preachers. But you know, Paul said, they're nothing. He said, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but he said, I'm nothing. Apollos is nothing. All we are is just seed sowers, and we can't sow the seed unless it comes down from heaven. And the church don't give no increase. We can't give the increase. But the Bible said it's God that gives the increase. It's God. We throw the seed out. We throw out the Word of God. And it's up to you to do something about it. And if you do something about it, God will reward you with an increase of salvation. Is that right? Salvation is of the Lord. Young folks, salvation is of the Lord. Get excited. Get on edge of your seat. And tell the devil to get behind you. In the name of Jesus, devil, get behind me. I believe there's a God. I believe that He loved me, that He gave the best He had, and that was His Son. And I believe, Jesus, that You loved me, because He really, really does. He proved it. No greater love than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. And He said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. When Abraham took that little son Isaac up on the mountain and offered him up there for a sacrifice, and as he went up there, he told those servants, he said, you all just abide here. Me and the lad, we're going to go up there and worship. But he said, we'll return. We'll return. That's hard to understand. Jacob, take his son up there and offer him up for a sacrifice. We're going to return. You know the reason he said that? He believed in his heart. Then the promise that God said, in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. He took his only son up there. So how could he have seed if that son was dead? The reason he believed that he could take that son up there and come back is because he believed that God would raise that son up from the dead. He believed, even though he took his son's life, that God would raise him from the dead, because it had to be out of that seed that all nations of the earth would be blessed. Which was talking about 42 generations later, there were 41 generations later, a man named Joseph was engaged to a woman by the name of Mary, and she had a son by the name of Jesus, and that was a 42nd seed out of the seed of Abraham, if that makes any sense. It does make sense, that's the truth. In thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Jesus Christ wants you to be a part of His family, of His kingdom. He really does, Brother Junior. Are you a part of the family of God? Now I'm going to say something else. I'm going to hush. I'm taking too much time. There's no fetter upon you, too. He said, this might shock your modesty. He had to say that all the time. This might shock your modesty. You could come in that door, a sinner. And you can go out that door, a child of God. You can come through that door, poor, miserable, and naked. And you can go out that door, rich, happy, and fully clothed. You can come through that door dead. If you're a sinner, you're dead. Yeah. But through my God, you can go back out that door alive.
Forevermore.
Christ Jesus.
And alive forevermore. And did you know that you will be so alive? You will be so alive that you may have a heart attack, and they take you to the funeral home and embalm you and roll you up here before this podium and have a funeral over your body, and you will still be alive. That is eternal life. Do you want that? Do you want that eternal life? And that soul, that which is free and rich and clothed with a robe of righteousness and the garment of salvation, is ready to be revealed anytime, especially in the last day. Ready to be revealed. That part, it will go right back to God. That part laying up here has a hope. This right here is going back to the dust from which it came. But that right there, bless the name of the Lord, it's got a hope. David said, my flesh shall also rest in hope. That which is gone up there and that which is laying right there, that seed, every seed is not going to be the same seed. Everybody is a seed that dies in the Lord. And my Bible tells me every seed is going to get its own body.
Yes, sir.
Is that what it says? There are celestial bodies. The scripture says there are terrestrial bodies. There's a glory of the sun. There's a glory of the moon. And there's a glory of the stars. And did you know that every star, the Bible says, is different one from another? And did you know something else? That God knows the number of every one of them, and He can count them. And did you know that God calls them every one by name? And did you know that God knows every one of them that are His? And did you know that every seed is going to get its own body? And did you know that Job said, all the days of my appointed time will I will wait until my change comes? He said, oh, that thou wilt hide me in the grave, keep me secret until thy wrath be past. Appoint me a set time and remember me in all the days of my appointed time. Will I wait till my change comes, and thou shalt call, and I will answer. Do you want that? Do you want that? What's he going to say? You'll hear a voice, a trump of God, and I think this is what we're going to hear. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. Thy dust shall be as the dew of the herbs, and the earth is going to cast out her dead. And they shall be mine in that day. Thus saith the Lord, when I make up my joy. You know what? I've settled down on that, Brother Junior Rowe. I've settled down on that. People says, is that the only hope you got? That's the only hope I need. If you don't have that hope, you can have it today. It's not a wish. Like, I wish it rained, or I wish I had this car, or I wish I had that house, or I wish this, or I wish that. It's not a wish. It's a lively hope. It's a blessed hope. It's a good hope. It's the hope of glory. And I promise, and I'll say this, Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, he wrote, and a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said. He said, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised. How long ago? Before the world was ever formed. Before God said, let there be light. God had the plan of salvation already figured out, didn't he? Huh? Before he said, let there be dry land appear, God already had the plan figured out. He said, let us had already had it figured out. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're one. If you got one, you got the other. I was raised up in the church. They said, you got to get born again, get saved, and then pray for the Holy Ghost. Now, they said that. You can't, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost is what the Bible says, but it's the same thing, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But the Word that says the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost are one. And you can't get one without the other if they're one. And don't want to separate them. So if you got the Father, you got the Son. And if you've got the Son of Brother Greg, you've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if you've got the Holy Ghost, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart, and you are a part of a holy nation, Amen. A peculiar people, a chosen generation, bound for glory. Amen. And every devil in hell can't knock you out of it. Now just reach out and grab it. He's passing by. He's passing by. Just reach out and say, here I am, Lord. You be the potter, and I'm just the clay. You make me what you want me to be. I've took too much.